Today's devotional, the winds of life. The winds in the Bible often symbolize God's power. It symbolizes His guidance and His ability to bring about change. Whether it's a gentle breeze or a mighty storm, the winds remind us of God's presence and His sovereign control over creation. Let's take a look at some of these key moments where winds are mentioned in Scripture and how they speak to our lives daily. The winds of God's creation, the breath of life. We all know about this one. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed the man from dust in the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living soul. Reflection. In the beginning, God breathed life into humanity. This breath or wind represents the life-giving power of God. Without His Spirit, we are just dust. But with His breath, we become living souls with purpose and destiny. Reflect on how God's breath gives you life, both physically and spiritually. Ask the Holy Spirit to breathe fresh life into you every day. Are there areas in your life where you need God's life-giving power? Invite Him to revive those areas with His Spirit. The east wind of discipline, Pharaoh's dream. Genesis 41:6. Then seven more heads of grain appeared, but these were shriveled and withered by the east wind. In Pharaoh's dream, the east wind represents destruction and famine, a season of discipline and hardship. Throughout Scripture, the east wind often brings challenges, reminding us that God sometimes allows difficulties to come as part of His refining process. You may be in a season where it feels like an east wind is blowing right now, bringing hardship or even discipline. You need to trust that God is with you even in the challenges, using them to shape you for His purposes. Lean on His strength and seek what He might be teaching you through these east wind seasons. Then there's the wind of deliverance. I mentioned once before about the parting of the Red Sea. That seems to be an ongoing subject in so many areas, right? But in this case, it says that, the scriptures say that Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. When the Israelites were trapped at the Red Sea, God sent a mighty wind to part the waters. If you notice, it was also an east wind, making a way for them to escape. This wind symbolizes God's deliverance, His power to create a path where there seems to be no way. Do you need deliverance in an area of your life? Is deliverance something that you've been avoiding? Trust in God's ability to part the waters, just as He did for Israel. He is still the God of the winds, able to bring breakthrough and victory. Hold on to hope, knowing that God's wind can bring a path through your difficulties. Then there's the wind of guidance. God's leading in the desert. Numbers chapter 11, verse 31. Now the Lord sent a wind that brought quail from the sea and let them fall all around the camp. As the Israelites wandered in the desert, God sent a wind to provide quail for them when they cried out for food. The wind here represents God's guidance and provision, leading His people exactly where they needed to be and providing what they needed for survival. God will never put you in a difficult place without having the provision on standby. Are you seeking guidance or provision from God right now? Are you right now in a situation where you're asking, when is it going to come in? When am I going to be blessed? Trust in His ability to send the wind of direction, that wind that leads you to the right place at the right time. Be sensitive to the ways He is leading you and providing for your needs, even in the wilderness seasons. Then there's the wind of revival. The valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37:9, it says, then He said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again. In Ezekiel's vision, the breath of God, the wind from the four corners of the earth, brought life to the dry bones, symbolizing the restoration of God's people. This win represents revival, renewal, restoration, and God's power to bring life to dead places. Sometimes you may have prayer areas in your life that feel like a valley of dry bones. In those moments, invite the Holy Spirit's wind of revival to breathe new life into those areas. Revival doesn't have to be an event. It can be a moment in your house by yourself. God's Spirit is still able to bring renewal, healing, and restoration to even the most lifeless situations. And then we have the wind of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit's power. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the believers with the sound of a mighty wind. This wind represents the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, equipping the disciples to fulfill their mission and empowering them to spread the gospel. How can you experience more the Holy Spirit's power in your life? Well, just as the wind came at Pentecost, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh today, giving you boldness and wisdom and strength to live out your calling and to bless the person next to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the winds in Scripture that reveal your power, that reveal your provision and presence. Whether it's through the gentle breath of life or the mighty wind of deliverance, we trust in your ability to move in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, breathe fresh life into us today and lead us by your wind into the fullness of your plans. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The winds of the Bible reminds us that God is always moving, working in ways both seen and unseen. Whether he is delivering, guiding, or breathing new life, we can trust that his wind is always moving us closer. It moves us closer to his purpose. As you go through life's season, stay sensitive to the ways God's wind is blowing in your life. Sometimes gently, sometimes with power, but always with purpose. Trust him to move you where you need to be. Be blessed and be encouraged.